You're listening to the Jason Gregor Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Right now, they have their upgrade into a newer pre-owned vehicle right now through until March 24th and 5th. It's going to be a barbecue, and also, if you upgrade your vehicle, you'll be entered to win two VIP load seats at Lakewood Chev.
Very special guest, Jonas. He'll be in town this weekend for the Home and Garden Show. Many of you have likely seen him on television for the last 11 years. Mike Holmes Jr. joins us from Holmes and Holmes on HDTV. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Jason. How are you?
I'm excellent. Now, let's get to the serious stuff. Who is your sports team of choice?
Oh, sports team of choice. Well, I mean, I'm from Toronto, so who do you think?
The Argonauts.
The Argonauts.
Nice.
The Argonauts, the Maple Leafs, the Toronto Rock, the Blue Jays.
Okay, nice. Long-suffering. That's yeah. Good.
You know what it is.
Nice.
It's been about 28 years now.
Well, you think that they should have reached out for you to help them in the rebuild. That would have, you know, that would have been right up your alley.
Yeah, no kidding, no kidding.
Now, you've been involved with this, of course. Your father, you had the TV show. You basically, a lot of people feel they've seen you grow up as kind of a handyman type of guy. Was this something that you felt like you were always destined to do because dad did it? Why are you so passionate about it? Home renovations and all that fun stuff.
Well, you know what, to be honest, I actually never thought I would get into renovations or construction in general. I wanted to be a firefighter. So that was kind of my goal, what I wanted to become. And one day my dad said, how'd you like to make some money? And, you know, 14-year-old boy in the summer, it was, you know, my obvious answer was yes. So started working with him, and then I fell in love with the trade, and you know, now I'm almost 28 and still working for him, so he got me.
Now, there's a code, a word that's already used, build to code. What does it mean? What is that? Like, obviously there's certain guidelines, but do most of us know, hey, we got to build that to code? Do we even know what the code is?
Well, you know, there is a building code book, and there's two sections to it, and it is huge. So, I mean, when you say, like, we have to build to code, there's a code for a lot of things. And I mean, we build above code because, you know, not that there's anything wrong with building code itself, but we believe in building for our generation and the next generation for many reasons. I mean, we don't want to waste material. We don't want to waste people's money. And we want the homes to last.
Okay. So what do you do then to build above code?
Well, I mean, whether it's structure, whether it's, you know, using products like DITRA, for example, a decoupling membrane for your floor, allowing your subfloor to expand and contract separately from your tiles, something that will allow your tile floor to last a lot longer. Going with a metal roof that will last, you know, 50 years plus. Just using better products and building sustainably so that we don't have to keep replacing and keep renovating. I mean, it is a renovator's dream out there right now with you know, the high market prices in Toronto. I don't know about you guys out in Edmonton, but it's very busy for us here.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, Edmonton's has definitely seen a massive increase in housing prices for sure, just like everywhere across the country. As Mike Holmes Jr. joins us, he'll be in town. You'll be on stage at the Home and Garden Show on Saturday at 2 and again Sunday at noon. Now, I do want to talk about do you have any tips or secrets on how to do home renos?
Well, my biggest thing that I would say, and I'll talk about this on the weekend, is prioritizing your renovation. I mean, don't go renovating your dream kitchen and, you know, or a dream bathroom. If you need a new roof, if you need to do a rewire or an HVAC job, like if you need new heating runs for your house, I mean, we need to start thinking about it in the way that we need to fix the bones, the lungs, the heart of our house before we start doing the aesthetic things, the lipstick and mascara, like my dad always says. It's a waste of money. If you do your dream kitchen, then all of a sudden you're like, oh crap, you know, I need to do a full rewire. And then you may have to rip out your backsplash and do a bunch of damage to your kitchen that you spent who knows how much money on doing it. It's, these things aren't as important as the actual insides of our home. I also talk about, you know, having a healthy home. A lot of us don't know what we breathe in inside of our home, and we spend most of our time in our home. So you want to make sure that your indoor air quality is actually good enough so you're not making yourself sick while you're living in your home.
What is the best way to test your air quality and find out what it is?
Well, we have Mike Holmes Inspections, and we do indoor air quality tests. So we're testing for mold, for formaldehyde, for radon. Radon is the number one cause for lung cancer outside of non-smokers. So these are things that we want to educate people for so that they can look out and hire people to test for radon and to make sure that they're not breathing these things in, because it's very easy to test for. You can even buy a box kit for a radon test at a big box store, or you can hire a professional, which is what I would recommend doing, and they can test it for you. And it's about, you know, let's say $2,000 to $3,000 to install a radon mitigation system, and, you know, you and your family can breathe safe.
Now, is radon more popular? And popular is probably the wrong term, but more prevalent than we think?
Oh, big time. There's radon everywhere. I mean, I think the limit in Canada, I believe, is 200 becquerels, and you're supposed to install a radon mitigation system. Now, you know, there's places like the States, I believe it's 150. If you, like, between you and I, we're thinking, you know, this stuff causes lung cancer. If there's 20 becquerels in my house, I want to get rid of it. It's everywhere. And not to say that, you know, there's some areas, sure, that there's none. But, I mean, to test, it's cheap to test for, and it's less than a new roof to install a mitigation system for you and your family to breathe safe.
Hmm. Interesting. Honestly, yeah. I've not even heard of that as being that much of an issue. Now, does it matter? Is it more prevalent in certain parts of the country, or is it just everywhere in Canada?
In certain parts, sure it is. I mean, I couldn't sit here and tell you which parts those are, because I don't know. I test for it in my area, and I had about, I think it was over 150, so I decided, you know what, I'm installing a mitigation in my house. But it's one of those things, not a lot of people know about it. Everyone's like, what's radon? You know, is this a scam? And I'm like, well, no, it's actually, you know, Lung Canada, the Lung Association of Canada, many scientists have done studies on this, and this is why we're now installing these mitigation systems, much like, you know, asbestos. We used to think it's a great insulating material that we can use. It's cheap, it's strong for a filler in our drywall compound, but then we're like, this gives us cancer. This isn't good.
Mike Holmes.
Now we're doing the same thing with this.
Yeah. Mike Holmes Jr. joins us, contractor and co-host of Homes and Homes on HGTV. He'll be in town for the Edmonton Home and Garden Show on stage on Saturday at 2, then again Sunday at noon. Mike, you know, there's a lot of focus, as rightfully so, about maybe having more greenhouses, right? Maybe more energy efficient. So whether it's obviously builders have to do it, but, you know, people that are looking at it, maybe even doing some renovations. What are some things, first of all, from a renovation standpoint, that can help your home become more green?
Well, I mean, you can use recycled materials. So there's a lot of products out there that are recycled materials. You can use better materials in your home, like cork or like a metal roof, or using renewable energy. I mean, I always encourage solar. I did solar on my house, but Iceland, they use geothermal technology, which is using the ground temperature to produce over 25% of the entire country's energy. So doing stuff like that, I highly encourage people to look into, because, I mean, by the year 2060, we're estimated to have over 10 billion people on this earth. So, I mean, we've already had some energy problems, and, I mean, if you think it's going to be a problem by then we need to start doing something about it.
Yeah, we can't wait, right? That's kind of the key.
We can't wait. And, I mean, you know, the landfills are filling up. We can't keep, you know, using cheap products. We've got to start spending our money on the right products, and not just saying, you know what, this is too expensive for me, and maybe down the road I'll just replace it again. Well, not only are you wasting material, but you're spending your money twice.
Is there a common mistake that the do-it-yourselfer person overlooks when they're doing renovation, that either it's cost-effective or it isn't safe or it isn't healthy? Is there one that's kind of prevalent that a lot of do-it-yourself people are making the same mistake?
Oh, my God, where do I start? I mean, there's a reason we hire professionals. The thing I think where a lot of people get wrong is that, you know, we have skilled tradespeople for a reason. These people are educated people, and a lot of people think, oh, the skilled trades are for people who kind of fail high school and don't have an education. Well, that's not true. I mean, I went to school for my carpentry license, and there's a lot of other people who have gone out there and gotten their license professionally to learn more about their trade. So it's that's one. Then there's safety. I mean, wearing the proper safety gear while you work, doing the proper techniques and using the right materials. I could go on and on. It's just there's so many things and reasons why you should hire a professional.
Mike Holmes Jr. joins us now. We have a lot of people texting saying that they've done environmental risk assessments on properties in the Edmonton area, and radon concentrations are highest in the prairie provinces in Canada. So obviously our listeners are going to be going out there and looking to say, hey, maybe I got to get the one of the radon testers. Now, is it easy to install? Like, who would Edmontonians look at if, like, to go out and make sure that they can get somebody in there to check the radon?
Well, they could. You can either hire a home inspector. So, my best advice would say to go online, look, maybe just Google radon inspectors or even radon. I guess you'd call them technicians.
Okay.
And they can come and they can test it easily, or you can buy a kit at a big box store, like at a Home Depot or a Lowe's or something like that. But I would recommend having a professional do it, and then from there they test it. It can be a 10-day kit, a 2-week kit. You kind of just want to leave it there, and then after those days they send it out to the lab, and they'll tell you what the becquerel amount you have in the home is, and then you can go from there installing a mitigation system.
Okay. Now, is radon mitigation rough-ins, are they now, quote, code for builds?
So I believe in some provinces it is becoming code.
Okay.
For new builds that they are doing a rough-in. So essentially it's just a pipe that is in the in your subfloor, because that's where radon comes from, is uranium. So these gases come from under your concrete slab. Any holes or cracks, they seep into your home. And we build these airtight homes now, so this stuff is trapped in your home and you're breathing it in. So the idea is you suck those gases from under your slab and you pump them outside your house where it's safe.
I love it. That's good information, Mike. I never even heard about it. I just got a new home, so I'm hoping it's in. Going to have to talk to my home builder.
It's a test for, Jason. It's you definitely should check it out. I mean, I did it. You know, I don't have kids yet, but I plan on having them, so I want to make sure that my home is safe for them.
Now, when you're in town on stage on Saturday and Sunday, do you have like an open question period to people in the crowd?
Yeah, I do. So I'll do my presentation. I'll talk everyone's ear off for about, 40 minutes, half hour, however long really I go on for. And then I'll do a Q&A after, just in case anyone has any questions about something I touched on or they just want to know something about me.
Okay. And what's coming up? Anything new and exciting coming up on the show?
Well, we are working on some things. I can't really say too much right now, but I can say that you haven't seen the last of Mike Holmes Jr.
Oh, okay. Night. Now, are the Leafs going to make the playoffs?
Oh, God. Now you're hitting me with the tough stuff, Jason. I don't know. I've said every year they're going to make the playoffs, and I've been wrong more times than I've been right. So I want to say yes. I'm going to go with yes. If I'm proven wrong, well, so be it, I guess.
Well, hey, that's fair. They are.
What do you think? You're the pro. What do you think?
You know what? Honestly, I look at the Leafs, a huge win against Boston the other night. Now they're 1 point back of the Bruins. So they're a team that, to me, is almost more looking forward than behind. They do have, I think it's a 3-point lead on the New York Islanders with 11 games remaining, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it's still, it's still pretty good. I do actually think the Leafs might find a way to squeak into the playoffs. I thought maybe a week and a half ago they're faltering, but they've kind of rewrited their ship. And I think that they'll find a way to squeak in, only because the Islanders keep tripping over themselves, and I don't think they're that good. Now, the problem with it, Toronto probably comes in, and then they're going to get to face Washington in the first round and get crushed. But
Either that, or they do their classic thing of just kind of, crap in the bed when it comes to the important times. That's why I've had a hard time following them all these years. I'm like, man, they just seem to, like, come playoff time, it's like when the games count, they don't seem to pull through too well.
No, that 4-1 loss in Game 7 still burns.
Oh God! Don't remind me.
Well, hey, Oilers fans, they feel your pain because this year will be the first time since 2006 they've been in the postseason, and they can't wait. There you go. So you'll be able to relate to all the hockey fans in Edmonton on Saturday and Sunday, discussing home renovations, but also dealing with tragedy of watching sports teams that lose continually.
Okay, so we're not so different, you and I.
No, not very much. Mike, great talking to you. We'll see you at the show this weekend.
Great talking to you as well, Jason.